Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. Thank you for joining the show where I share my recipe for gratitude. Everyone's got a recipe for their gratitude in their own right, but oftentimes it involves looking at the regular events in our life in a slightly different way. So today, let's take a look at a restaurant that is in downtown Boise. Now, I say restaurant, but they bill themselves primarily as a bar. They've only recently upgraded this last fall, invested lots and lots of money in being able to make sure that they've got a small kitchen in there and that they can serve food so that way they can have a broader customer base than what they used to have when they were a bar. The restaurant is actually sitting inside of what used to be a service station when it was first built in 1935 for a mere $1,500. The renovation itself spent way more than that money, and to be honest, I've never been inside of its doors. I'm not the sort of person that consumes alcohol. I mean, you'll notice watching the video that the photo behind me or the picture behind me is of a temple for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are commanded maybe, you know, it's a choice, but it's my choice, but we don't consume alcohol. It tends to be, there's a law of health in how we live our lives. And it doesn't mean I follow all the parts of it, you know, when it comes to what you should be eating, but I do follow that one. And so it's not the sort of place where I would frequent, but it is the sort of place where my friends would frequent. And it is the sort of thing where I have a profound respect for the alcohol industry and what it has done historically. I mean, when we look back at the history of beer as a drink, has been very helpful to society. Not only did it contain calories, but the fermentation process killed a lot of the bacteria that would have caused people to die. And so I have a profound respect for not only the chemistry involved, but the historical nature of, you know, the different types of alcohol that are there, even though I may not be a consumer. It's interesting that you can respect something without having to participate in it. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, this restaurant, a bunch of my friends at work were really looking forward to it reopening back up. It reopened back up in February, late February. So February 21st is when they announced on their Facebook page that they'd be reopening back up. And we had, you know, a few folks from work go over there and visit and check out the new establishment and that sort of thing. And this was going to be the local place. It literally is kitty corner to where we were working at. And it was going to be the local place that they would visit to kind of, you know, take those meetings that happen, right? Those casual meetings that happen about 5 p.m. on various days of the week and where you're winding down and trying to understand what happened during the day. This was going to be the place to do that. And that's not what's happening. We're in a different world. We're in a different environment. And the podcast here isn't designed to crush our spirits, but I love the human spirit and I'm grateful for this restaurant because if you take a look at what they've posted, right? The restaurant's called Matlax. So let's see if we can put that right about here on the screen, right? So Matlax, and there's their logo, right? These guys have gone in and they are working their tail off to be able to stay afloat. And it's wonderful. Their takeout orders, the little quips and videos that they do, they say they've got a drive-through service. And if you look, there's a video where a truck will drive up and the dude literally throws a bag into the truck window. Now, obviously that was staged. That's not their normal for their delivery service, as I can imagine. But it still shows how these people care about what they do. They define themselves a lot by what they do and they want to be good at it. And they want you to take notice. And so while we may be in an era where we may be shifting from a lot of takeout and restaurant style eating to eating at home with our families, and that may be where we shift as a society, let's not forget that we have these great people in these great situations who love doing what they do and are passionate about it. I don't know if Matlax is going to succeed or fail, and this isn't a campaign for all of us to go shopping there, you know, or buy our food there. I do know that I have profound respect for what those owners have done, what the managers have done, and what they're continuing to do. They're continuing to work their best, and I can have a great deal of respect for that. A lot of us are. So as you look around and your society's changed and it's different, look for different things to respect. Again, I should have very little reason to respect this place because I don't consume a lot of their products because I don't drink alcohol for religious reasons. But I can still absolutely positively take a look at what they're doing and love them for it. And so if you guys are of the persuasion where the services they provide are more apt for you, if you're listening and you're in the Boise area and you want to jump in and support people who are just absolutely getting after it when it comes to wanting to care for their customers and wanting to keep their customers, then hey, head on over to this old gas station downtown in downtown Boise and throw a few dollars their way, because I can almost guarantee you 100% that the food that they've got, right, and the items that they provide are going to be something that you're going to enjoy. And you're going to enjoy the experience. You won't be able to have the experience indoors like you used to, but you're going to be able to join the experience that they help to provide for people in life. And that is worth being grateful for. So that's a part of my recipe for being grateful. If you want to share yours, feel free to do so in the comments below. And if you like the show, please share it with somebody that you know. Like and subscribe links are below. On WordPress, it's a little star. On YouTube, it's a thumbs up. And if you're over there hitting the thumbs up button on YouTube, why not hit the subscribe link and the bell? For a full list of places where you can subscribe, head on over to parkingthought.com. And then finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?